Religious persecution has been around for a long time. But once there was a man named Saul who hated Christians with unequaled fury. He even watched with approval as a mob killed his friend Stephen because he was a Christian. And with the backing of powerful religious leaders, Saul was chaining Christian converts and throwing them into prison. And yet, soon after, he changed his name to Paul and claimed that he loved Christians. Well, as you can imagine, the Christian leaders of the time were pretty skeptical of Paul's change of heart. It took a very special person, Barnabas, who took a chance on Paul and got to know the young convert. Barnabas knew the love of Christ could transform a man completely. And that's what happened with Paul. He went on to share the love of Jesus throughout the known world. He became the most influential author of all time. He gave his life for the love of Jesus. If you'd like to know more about Paul, he's easy to find because, you see, he wrote many of the books of the Bible, the world's most influential book. I'm Bill Armstrong for Colorado Christian University, where we're devoted to serving Jesus and his church, trusting the Bible and championing faith, family, and freedom. Check us out at www.ccu.edu. And by the way, stay tuned for You Get the Blessing with my friends Bo Mitchell and Bob Belts, coming up next.
Who's this? Is this Lou Christie?
Hey, girl, gather round, because the water I'm putting down.
Big broken hearts, I know.
Handyman.
Handyman, there you go, all right.
I'm not the kind to use a bitch or a rule. I'm handy with the love and I'm no fool.
Mark Clippy, he knows music. I love this song. I'm listening to more of it.
Yeah, next time, Mark, no songs recorded before we were born.
I whisper sweet things, you tell all your friends,
they'll come running to me.
All right, quick, move on.
I'm busy 24 hours a day.
Yeah. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can.
Yes, don't change to another station.
That's really good. Keep your day job, Bo.
All right.
Handyman, that is a great song. I haven't heard that in a while, Mark. Where'd you pull that up? Thanks, Lori Lynn. Handyman fits today, though. This is You Get the Blessing. Hope that song woke you up. I'm Bo Mitchell. I'm here with the smartest man in the world, Bob Belts.
Good morning, Bo. And I'm not the smartest man in the world.
Yes, you are. No. He's written more books than most of you have ever read. He's a pastor of Highline Community Church. What are we doing at Highline today?
Well, 10:15, we're studying the book of Romans, and it's been a great study, so come.
And he's a communicating machine, so if you don't know where to go to church today, we just told you where to go. Right off of
3651 South Colorado Boulevard right now.
Hamden in Colorado, just a little bit south on Colorado Boulevard.
Harvest
Summit Room.
Harvest Chapel, but we're back in the Summit Room. So don't go to the sanctuary. Come around to the Summit.
It'll be comfortable. You won't be asked any questions, but you'll leave there learning 10 things you've never heard before about the book of Romans and the Bible. You'll be loved by people. It'll pat you on the back. So that's Bob Belts, Highline Community Church. The reason this show exists is so we can introduce you each week to people that we think are impacting this community, in fact, the world, for Christ. And today our guests are Chris and Marilyn Johnson from Be the Gift. Welcome, guys.
Good morning. Thank you.
Glad you're here. The man speaking first. It's not the way it works in my house. Yours, Bob? If I would have listened to my wife sooner, I wouldn't have gone to federal prison. No. Don't start there. It's a long story. So we'll start with you, Chris. Tell us a little about your background.
Well, thank you for having us, first of all. Grew up here in Colorado and in a Christian home.
What town?
Loveland, Colorado. Oh. Graduated from up there. Went to school, college down here in Colorado. Met my wife in college and started our journey in 1982. And then just as we were working our way towards life, God called us into the ministry.
What college?
Well, I went to dental hygiene school in a little town, Rangeley, Colorado, over by Grand Junction, and did dental hygiene for over 30 years, and now am working full-time with Be the Gift.
Yeah.
So you took one look at her and thought, God's calling me to a future with her.
Absolutely. Just like that. Just like,
how long did it take you to convince her that God was? No, just
a while. I definitely married up. I will say that.
Yeah. We all feel that way.
Amen. So at what point then did you have it explained to you that receiving Christ is a lot easier and more simple than some people have made it to be, and you were ready to sign up?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we both grew up in the church, and after we got married, you know, we looked at each other and said, you know, we need some help with this, you know, marriage and life, and so we jumped in together. We found our own church and just started growing from there, and we lived in Denver, and after about 7 years of marriage, we just felt called into the ministry. And we looked at each other, and I felt called to youth ministry in 1990 and jumped right into that up in Loveland, Colorado, at a church called Message of Life Ministries. And we were youth pastoring for 20 years.
Hmm.
So I bet you were good at it. You did that as a couple also, Marilyn?
Oh, yes. There's, you know, always a place for ladies and the girls. And actually, when we very first started, I thought my ministry would be in with little babies, and wasn't even sure I liked teenagers. And 2 months into it, my heart just melted, and I understood the need for mentoring young girls and helping, you know, in the times, even 20 years ago when we started, things were tough, and they're actually even tougher now for young people.
Absolutely.
Did you know Mark Lundeen?
Yeah, actually, you do.
He's an artist. Mm-hmm.
Right.
He was in my junior high youth group when I was a youth pastor in Holdridge, Nebraska. How's that?
Goes back a ways.
Yeah, it goes back a ways. And Bo's gotten to be quite good friends with him in his adult life. I don't see Mark much, but yeah.
Mark and I did a project called the Mighty Casey Project. Do you ever see that big baseball player he made?
Absolutely. Actually, it was in our backyard, right from our office. We're both downtown Loveland, so. Mm-hmm.
So you'll go over there and say hi to Mark and tell him Bo Mitchell still loves you.
We'll do that for sure.
All right. Mark Lundeen. What's his brother's name?
George. George is the other. George was the artist before Mark was. They're
George,
both amazing.
They're great guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
But Mighty Casey now sits over the left field wall in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, as a kind of a reminder that Little League International has a division called Challenger where they have handicapped kids that get to go out and play baseball every week with help from healthy kids, moving them around the bases and stuff. And it's quite an amazing thing that Mark did on behalf of those kids to help us.
Great.
So Loveland, you're in love, you're married, now you're ministers. Sounds like the perfect life. And so how did we switch gears to start Be the Gift?
Well, we were, like I said, youth pastor for about 20 years, and we knew that season was coming to an end. You kind of sensed that going into that. And so we started looking around going, well, what's next?
You mean because you're older, you sensed you were moving into another?
I started losing a little bit of steam with youth ministry. I'm going, you know, I just felt moved, you know, and you're just going, you know the compassion and is always there. But God moves you from place to place sometimes. And so we knew that leaving the youth ministry, we're looking for where does that leave us and where do we go from there? And so we looked around. We knew our heart was in the community. We knew that we wanted to continue to impact the community. And so we're reading together James 1:27 and talks about what you know, God has seen as pure, is helping the widow and the orphan in their time of need. And we're going, you know, if that was written today, we know that would include single moms. Mm. And so we had a lot of course, interaction with single moms in the youth ministry. And so we go, how can we help that? And so God placed around us people who were contractors and builders and we said, you know what we can do? Let's just somehow help. Let's just be practical and help them in some way. Mm. And I thought, well, if we're going to do that, I should try that out. So I looked in my own neighborhood, across the street was a single mom, and I said, hey, Kathy, I'm thinking about starting this ministry called Be the Gift. I said, can we help you some way? And she goes, if you could just help us put my storm windows in for the winter. I just can't do it on my own.
Really?
And so we went over there
with
my friend.
Something that simple would impact her life that powerfully.
Yeah. And my friend goes, Chris, he goes, these windows are, you know, really ancient, single pane, you know, why don't we do something bigger and better for her? And the challenge went out there, and we replaced all her windows to be more energy efficient and, you know, more safe and more healthy, of course, for the family. And that was the kind of the genesis of Be the Gift, and people loved it. And so we went from there, from mom to mom, people just jumping in. And, you know, we've kind of like putting people who want to help with those moms that need help. And it's just a great connection right there.
And what would the scripture on that be, Bob, that applies in terms of following the instruction and example of Christ?
Well, that James passage is a good passage. The whole book of James is pretty challenging because it's basically a book that says, you know, show your faith by making it very tangible in how you help folks. And the other one that we always, you know, seem to be reminded of when people are, you know, doing what you guys are doing in terms of compassion is Matthew chapter 25, where, you know, Jesus talks about when you see somebody that's hungry and you feed them, you're really feeding me, you know. And actually, we had also on one of our shows just had mentioned that was a really big motivator for Mother Teresa, even that she would see that need. And in her mind, she would say, there's Jesus in a desperate situation. So, I mean, I think the Bible's filled with the kind of and that's hard for a lot of folks. They you know, it's easy to get so ingrown in your church and focused inwardly that you forget that, you know, we're called to really demonstrate Christ's love in very tangible kinds of ways.
So the need is great where you are, and you never run out of people to serve?
We have found, you know, single moms are so amazing in what they juggle in their life. They have homework and school and projects and children things and
taxi service.
They are everything, and their home just takes kind of a second look. And so we know there's a need, and we know that we have the people and we have the manpower and the ability to help them. And so we help all the way in Denver. We have many single moms we've helped in Denver over the 7 years we've been going, and all along northern Colorado. There is a need. Now, what we do find is that single moms are very humble and self-sustaining, and they don't always ask for help, but we find a way to get to them and assess their home and really get in there and help them and their children to have a more healthy, safe, functioning home.
Good for you. Give us a story of victory that pops in your mind about just some special person or special need you met in a home?
Well, there are so many. I can just say last Saturday we worked in a home, a mom named Laura, and she has a son that's a little bit special need and struggles a little, and she's doing the very best she can to raise him and help him along the way. And she moved 5 years in a row because she was renting property, and she finally found a foreclosure townhouse to buy, and she paid as much as she could pay, and the place was, well, like many foreclosures, kind of trashed. And she has been working on her own for 4 years to try to make a home for her and her son. So she pulled up all of the carpeting because it was in bad shape, and her and her son have been living on the floor, the base for 4 years. So we went in and put in laminate flooring for her. She had no window coverings. Her house was cold. We replaced faucets. She had a bathroom that wasn't hardly functioning. And we went in and took a volunteer base of about 10 people. And she's a delightful lady. She knows the Lord. She sees us as a miracle that's come into her life at a time when she was almost at the end of her ability to know what to do next. So God really, you know, he just brings us together. Every story, we are amazed how God put us in their lives, how the volunteers that come and help have just the exact thing that she needs as far as encouragement and love. And we kind of stay in their lives and mentor them along the way. It's just really been great.
And kind of like we named our show, You Get the Blessing, as she's standing there watching this happen, you're the ones that are blessed because of what you're doing, I bet.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, what's so great about this is that you talk about people getting involved. And the one thing we named Be the Gift is a kind of a call to action, because really, as God has blessed us, we get to be that blessing or that gift to others. And it really is a miracle. They are the miracle. Last Saturday, those guys were a miracle to her. And sometimes we take it for granted. It's like, all we did was put some flooring down. But to her, that was 4 years of prayer and 4 years of belief. And in one afternoon, these guys changed her life. And so it is an amazing moment when those both come together like that.
That's something, Bob, too. And that's what we're supposed to be doing as followers of Christ.
Absolutely. Are you based in Denver?
Our home office is in Loveland, Colorado.
In Loveland. Okay, you're up
projects,
still in Loveland.
We do
okay.
projects up and down the Front Range.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Uh-huh.
So what kind of budget we have?
Well,
roughly. Give me a round number.
As far as
overall budget, what do you need?
Well, we average about 65 projects a year, more than one a week. And each project averages about $500. Some are... less than 100, and some are up to 1,000. Just depends. And what's great about this is that with the formula, because all the volunteers are give of their time, and all the contractors volunteer their time and donate their time, so we can turn each dollar into about 10 for a single mom. So what would cost her about $1,000 or $5,000 to have something redone or fixed or in their home, we can do it for about 10 times less than with charger. And so we do it as a free gift to the moms. We don't charge them anything at all. We just want to be a blessing to them so they can raise their kids in a healthier, safer home. And so, we're looking, for tens of thousands of dollars just to keep this thing moving forward like that. Right now we're believing for in the Denver area, a box truck or a van to be like our mobile workshop. It goes from project to project. Right now, we have people use their cars or their pickups. They bring their tools. We do have a Be the Gift trailer that we bring to projects, but we need to expand that to where we have more vehicles. So people who volunteer, the tools are there, ready to go, and they just come and be their time.
So our budget maybe is what, 100 grand for the whole year to get some salaries paid, some of your needs met, and keep you all fired up as leaders to.
Absolutely, and especially projects. As this thing keeps expanding, because 7 years ago we did that one first project. We did about four that 1 year, and now we're up to 65 plus, and it just keeps growing. We have people who love being project managers. They love just being volunteers, and so they come alongside. Everybody has a place. That's one thing that's great about this is that we use skilled and unskilled volunteers, people, so they all have a place to fit in. And so and just like you said, the more we have to spend to buy the materials, the more we can accomplish for these single moms.
And the better quality stuff you can buy to help them, and it's great. I think it's what we're supposed to be doing is, I used to talk to my basketball players with the Nuggets as team chaplain. By the way, that was comparable when you mentioned you moved from youth director, it was time to move on. I started as chaplain with the Nuggets when I was 40 and the players were 25, and now I'm 65 and the players are still 25. So at some point in there, I brought Kyle Speller in to take over as chaplain. That and the fact that I'm pretty much convinced I will always be a white guy, and most of my guys with the team, visitors and home, were black guys. So Kyle fit that role too, but he's a great, great team chaplain. But I was just thinking, God did all that stuff in you as youth pastors to prepare you for this, just like he did for me. And I think it's what we're supposed to be doing is playing or living life with our heads up in the same way Magic Johnson was so amazing at playing basketball with his head up, meaning he saw the entire floor all the time. And I saw him make some incredible passes here in Denver when he was playing with the Lakers, just thinking nobody else on the court, offense, his team, or defense, saw what he just saw. And he executed that play with such ease, in part because his eyes were up, his chin was up, and he saw what was going on. And I don't like times when I'm living with inverted eyeballs and thinking about my issues and my problems, my concerns. The scripture says you know, be concerned for others. And seeing the need out there like you do and then responding to it makes me excited. That's where positive energy comes to me. So our program, Bob and I have just kind of mutually agreed over here to give you all $500 to help you with what you're doing as a gift from you get the blessing. But we're hoping listeners that are listening will hear us say, you know, keep doing what you're doing in your jobs. You don't have to quit what you're doing, but come alongside of Chris and Marilyn and help them do what they've been called to do by writing a check. Our buddy Ken Lancaster calls checkbook Christianity the easiest thing, the easiest part of the Christian faith, just writing a check and I don't have to think about it. So we're saying, do that. Stop where you are and think about find and be the gift. How do we locate you on the web?
Yeah, we are bethegift.com. That's bethegift.com. And you can just go out there, read about us and see who we are. And you know what? That's exactly right. It's their way of getting into the game, that Christian game. Mm. You know, one thing we always learned that service changes the server. And boy, their lives will be changed. It's just in a half-day project. Boy, they put their faith into action, like we talked about, and it's life-changing for all of us involved.
How do you find the single moms? I mean, I know some of it sounds like is pretty spontaneous or God kind of leads you, but generally speaking, what would be the process?
Well, we do have our website, and it's real easy to go on and for a single mom to apply for assistance. But another way, and probably even the better way, is for someone to nominate a single mom. Mm-hmm. As I said before, they don't always ask for help, and they're used to doing it on their own. So there's a place you can go on, and if you have a neighbor or a sister or a friend or coworker, everyone knows a single mom homeowner who is struggling and needs some extra help around her house and outside of her home. So just go on our website and you can nominate a single mom. We send a project manager out to assess, and we put together a team, and away we go.
So checkbook Christianity is okay, folks. Write a check.
Absolutely.
These two are out there two-fisted in the dirt, finding the needs, help them meet these needs by responding, if you don't mind. And in terms of your own family, y'all got children you want to mention and
absolutely.
Grandchildren, or are you that old?
No grandchildren. We have a son, Andrew, who's up in Fort Morgan, Colorado. He's a high school teacher up there. He coaches baseball and helps with that. Our daughter, Kate. Katie is down here in Denver, and she works actually down here in the tech center. And she leads worship, helps lead worship down there at Jubilee Fellowship here in town.
That's right where I live.
So, yeah.
So I go in there sometime and look for Katie, huh?
Absolutely.
I got a Katie at my place too, granddaughter.
Yeah, it's been the four of us for a long time, and God's got his hand on our family. It's just been a great ride. It's been a lot of fun.
And believe me, folks, if you're wondering about the empty nest syndrome, it never happens. Wouldn't you agree, Bob?
They go away.
They get married. They bring back more people with bigger issues.
That's exactly right. Oh.
So it's exciting what they're doing in terms of serving the least of these. I mean, needs are out there. Let's respond. Let's play like Magic Johnson with our heads up.
I like the whole deal.
Okay, well, give us information again on how people can get in touch with you and how wisely you're going to spend the money. See, businessmen who work hard like that leverage that you're talking about there. They like the idea that you're stretching that dollar and using volunteers and getting a 10-to-1 return.
Absolutely. I just want to thank you, first of all, for being part of that by giving us a donation. That will change a life. That will change a family just like that. And everybody can be part of that. And so once again, you see us at bethegift.com. Give me a call at 970-691-8777. Love to chat with you. We'd love to partner, network with you. And you know, what's great is that people use their businesses as well, whether it's whatever they have as far as their skills. We love that to be part of that. So,
and you never know, as the scripture says in the Living Bible, the seeds you plant, you never know which ones are going to grow. The Bible says maybe they all will. So keep on sowing your seeds. You guys are doing it. Listeners, we're encouraging you, sow a seed of a financial gift to Be The Gift at BeTheGift.com. Chris and Marilyn are going to take care of your money. They're going to stretch it. So you give $500, it may be $2,500 worth of benefit to the mom they're going to find and help them out. And somebody that's walking around on bare floors might have a linoleum floor or a carpeted floor to just improve their life that much more. I think that's what it's about. It's not about the old concept of the rescue mission where, you know, we'll feed you this soup if you'll sit down here and let us cram the gospel down your throat. That's not what we do here, is it, Bob?
No, and that's honestly, even like the rescue missions don't, I think they've kind of discovered that we need to not do that. You know, I'm just thinking Denver Rescue Mission's so great at the things they do that that's
phenomenal.
You know, that's the old school way of doing things. But yeah, and again, I like the fact that you know, you've identified that single moms are almost like the widows of our day. I mean, there's plenty of widows that need help out there too, I know, but that's a great there's no harder job, I don't think, than being a single mom.
And I can't tell you how many stories we've heard how the single mom said, you know, you've restored our faith in people and back into God. You know, they've been hurt many times along the way, and there's just a way to demonstrate God's love in a practical way. You know, they're believing all they can. They know we talk these, you know, big miracles sometimes in the Bible. They're just looking, you know, for a faucet that works.
Yeah.
And so we think of miracles sometimes as feeding the 5,000. Boy, we just fix a faucet, and it's been all her faith just believing that. And so you're right. It's a so practical way of showing God's love and his provision for these moms. And everybody can fit in. That's what's so great about this. Everybody has a place to fit in and be part of someone's life.
Amen. You said it well. And we thank you, Chris and Marilyn Johnson. BeTheGift.com. Look it up, folks. We thank you for tuning in to You Get the Blessing and for letting us know that you understand what we're trying to do here, which is share the simplicity of relationship with God that you can have through making a decision to say yes to Jesus Christ. That's what we do primarily. Secondarily, we like introducing you to guests like Chris and Marilyn who are out there impacting the community for good. So we'll see you next week. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bo. See you then.
Okay, blessings, everyone.
Hey, girl, gather around. Pick up my water, I'm putting down. Baby, I'm your handyman. I'm not the kind that use a pencil or rule. I'm handy with the love and I'm no fool. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can. If you're